Wake up, kids. It's Saturday. It's time to laugh. It's time to play. Grab your juice and your mandazi, too. We've got a special class for you. Stories, lessons, games, and more. But watch your wallet. At the door, corruption's here. Don't be afraid. It's stealing futures every day.
Welcome, boys and girls, to another episode of your favorite Saturday morning special, Corruption and Co. The only show where your pocket mysteriously disappears during the break. Today's sponsors, Shadowy Cartels, anonymous tenderpreneurs, and an uncle who always gets promoted even though you've never seen him work. Today we're talking about something worse than stepping on a Lego barefoot, corruption. And not just the shady briefcase in a dark room type. No, no. This is Corruption Deluxe. With branding, with PR, with a ribbon on top. Kenya style. So kids, grab your juice boxes, hide your lunch money, because we're about to show you how deep this rabbit hole goes. And spoiler alert, the rabbit owns 3 plots in Runda under a fake title. Alright, settle down. Books out. Today's lesson: how corruption is actively stealing our collective future. From the housing market to land grabs, natural resource mismanagement, wage theft, underhanded deals, to government jobs that look like extortion schemes in suits. Remember when people used to say honor amongst thieves? Well, kids, not anymore. Now it's just thieves amongst thieves. And you are footing the bill. Grab your pencils and maybe a lawyer, because this lesson is about to get expensive. I'm your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for... Hey,
O-M-E-N-E-S.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast.
Friend?
Omenad Podcast. Okay, kids, welcome to today's episode of Kenya Ground Zero, where corruption isn't just a problem, it's the curriculum. Let's dive into today's lesson: what happened to honor amongst thieves? Because once upon a time, thieves had at least a little bit of dignity. You know, you slipped somebody chai kidogo and boom, things got moving. It was a dirty game, but at least the entry fee was affordable. But now we've graduated. Welcome to Big League Corruption TM. We're talking billion shilling scandals with PowerPoint presentations. Forget envelopes under the table. These guys are writing entire feasibility studies for money that doesn't even exist. We're in season 5 of The Scam, and the budget just keeps getting bigger. And kids, do you know what happens when adults hoard everything? That's right, no toys for the rest of the class. Or in real life, no houses for anyone under 40. The so-called affordable housing projects. Picture this: the teacher tells the class, everybody gets cake. Then they bring out one cupcake, cut it into microscopic slices, and somehow the head prefect eats half before anybody even gets a crumb. That's our housing program in a nutshell. Or should I say, in a gated estate that you'll never afford. And let's talk about a Kenya favorite, land. Our version of Monopoly, except in this game, somebody already bought all the properties in 1963. You think you have a title deed? Aw, that's adorable. That's not a deed, that's a decorative certificate. Because one plot in Nairobi can have 5 owners. And somehow, they all have documents signed by the same ministry on the same date. Magic. And let's not forget about land grabbing Olympics. Every tenderpreneur, politician, or cousin's cousin has played. Today, it's a school field. Tomorrow, it's a forest. The day after, it's a road reserve. Clap for them, kids. They're building empires on quicksand. And speaking of tenderpreneurs, it's time for our favorite segment. Spin the Tender Wheel! Who wins today's billion shilling road tender? Is it the cousin, the other cousin, or the cousin who once shook the hand of a cabinet secretary at a wedding? Congratulations, it's all of the above. Because in Kenya, the tender wheel doesn't spin, it just points to family and friends.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Omenad's podcast.
Now, kids, let's learn a new word today. Unconstitutional. Can you say that? Very good. Unconstitutional is when the government makes up positions nobody asks for. Like CSs, CASs, deputy CASs, assistant to the deputy CAS. It's like watching a kid trying to add more friends to their imaginary squad. Except in this case, the imaginary squad has real salaries. And when we ask, do we really need all of these officers? The answer is always yes, because my uncle needs a job. So let's review today's lesson. Bribes used to be small. Now they come with a finance bill attached. Housing is a scam, where you buy a house that they build using your money. Land, already stolen. Thanks for playing. Tenders, family business. Government positions, more bloated than a kid's birthday balloon. And what we call this class, that's right, Kenya Ground Zero. The place where corruption doesn't just steal money, it steals the future. But don't worry, up next, we'll take this circus global. Because if you thought Kenya had problems, wait until you see the world stage. Spoiler alert, same play, bigger budget. Alright class, pencils down, because now we're going to talk about how corruption steals from the future. See, corruption is greedy. It doesn't just steal sugar from today, it hides the whole supermarket from tomorrow. Let's start with hospitals. You know those public funds meant for new wards, beds, and medicine? Vanished. Instead of a functioning ICU, we have VIPs flying abroad for checkups, while back home, the hospital is holding a harambe to buy PPE. Imagine the future of healthcare depending on a WhatsApp group contribution. Very sustainable. Now schools. Remember the money for new classrooms and textbooks, computer labs? You're Amanda. But don't worry, we got a press conference about laptops that ended up being tablets. No electricity, no Wi-Fi, no desks. But behold, a tablet. The future of education is powered by imagination and 2% battery life. Next up, infrastructure. Have you ever played Jenga, kids? That's how our roads and bridges are built. A little bribe here, a shortcut there, and boom, your shiny new bypass has more potholes than tarmac before the ribbon-cutting ceremony is over. And dams? Let's tell it as a story. Once upon a time, there was a dam, but before it was built, it disappeared. The end. Perfect bedtime story for a country with blackouts and yearly droughts. And now, the big one. Remember Vision 2030? No. Most of you are too young to remember that. Big dreams, glossy billboards. Only one small hiccup. The money disappeared long before 2030. So technically, what we're building towards isn't Vision 2030, it's more like Delusion 2030. And who suffers the most? The youth. Instead of jobs, they get unpaid internships for politicians' cousins. Instead of funding for innovation, they get motivational speeches about thinking outside the box, delivered from inside a brand new Land Cruiser bought with the Youth Fund. Truly inspiring. So here's today's moral class. Corruption isn't just theft, it's time travel. It reaches into tomorrow, grabs your dreams, and stuffs them into an offshore account today. Repeat after me. When they eat today, they are chewing our tomorrow.
Je tuniwaambie ukweli. Hawezi kujenga nyumba 2-3 bedroom kutumia wheelbarrow ya jirani. Ah, hiyo ni uongo na tusitakajane bana. Ukitaka kujenga, kama unataka kuacha ujenzi kwako, kabla hata ununue masimendi, ununue matifari ama blocks, ununue michanga, tipa. Kuna vitu kwanza inakana uanze kununua. Sijui kama unanielewa. Kabla uanze kujenga kwako, kitu ya kwanza unafaa kununua ni wheelbarrow. Nunua wheelbarrow kama mbili ama tatu. Uwezi jenga nyumba 3 bedroom kutumia wheelbarrow ya jirani. Kutoka foundation mpaka ufanye finishing, utumie wheelbarrow ya jirani. Utumie makijiko masipedi ya jirani. Hiyo ni uongo. Utakosana na jirani. Sikutangaji.
Menard's podcast.
Okay. Okay, okay. Hands on your laps, eyes forward. Now we're going to talk about the global classroom. Now, corruption isn't a Kenyan elective. Oh, no. It's the world's core unit. Everyone cheats, everyone copies homework, and somehow the teacher still blames you. Take the West, for example. There's this one loud kid in class. Let's call him America. Always pretending to set the rules, telling you not to cheat, while sneaking answers from the back of the textbook. He'll say, "Do as I say, not as I do." And the rest of the class nods along because he's the one holding the chalk. He doesn't bribe. No, he lobbies. He doesn't loot. No, he invests. He doesn't bully. No, he liberates. But the report card? Same red marks, just written in better grammar. Meanwhile, the Global South? That's the kid who keeps getting punished for things they didn't do. IMF loans come dressed like friendly teachers offering candy. But once you've taken a bite, you're paying school fees for three generations. Foreign companies show up with shiny pens and notepads, partnerships they call them. But somehow, you end up doing all the group work while they keep the grade. And the biggest joke? Turns out the world is just one massive chama. But you, my friend, you're not invited to the table. The contributions are real, but the dividends, they get wired offshore. So whether it's Nairobi, Panama, or somewhere in that shiny corner office in New York, the syllabus is the same. Corruption is dressed up as development and wrapped up in buzzwords like stability and investment climate. Lesson of the day, don't get fooled by the accents or the uniforms, okay? A thief in a hoodie is a thief, but a thief in a tie is somehow a consultant. You know how in cartoons when the villain looks unbeatable, someone always finds a glowing red button, a deus ex machina, if you will, that says self-destruct. Yeah, corruption forgot to install that button. It's like a monster with unlimited lives and DLC packs. But here's the plot twist. Sometimes the only weapon we have is laughter, mockery, satire, pointing fingers so loudly that the powerful can't pretend we don't see them. And it works. Sometimes. Look at citizen watchdogs who leak documents online before they can be shredded. The journalists who dig up receipts even when they're being chased out of press briefings. The activists who march with nothing but placards and still shake the table. Those small wins matter. They're proof that the monster can bleed. Okay, kids, sing it with me now. The ABC of surviving a corrupt company. A. Always ask questions. If the numbers don't add up, it's not complicated math. Somebody ate. B. Believe receipts. Screenshots, invoices, photos are gospel. Trust vibes later. C. Call out nonsense. Because silence is how corruption multiplies. And you don't want to end up in that math problem. And that's our lesson for today. Remember, corruption is everywhere, but so are we. Every time we joke, every time we expose, every time we refuse to stay quiet, the monster loses just a little bit of power. I've been your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for... Because honestly, with this level of looting, growing old here might not be an option. Like, share, subscribe to Omenaz, where we laugh to keep from crying and cry because, well, it's getting a little too real out there. See you next time, class.
Hey,
O-M-E-N-E-S.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Omenaz.
Friend.
Omenaz Podcast.
Johnny, Johnny.
Yes, Papa.
Eating sugar.
No, Papa.
Bullshit. I saw your hand in that sugar jar. Please, oh, no, I swear to God.